Speak no evil. The power of the wise monkey wiped Audrey's mind blank as Ace Barlow, part-time teen vigilante and part-time photographer, looked on in horror. The evil men plotted a mad scheme to enslave the FBI and left moments ago to enact that scheme. We join Ace as he rushes to his cursed companion's side.
Oh, jeez. They did a number on you, lady. It's like there's nothing left inside your skull. I'd better get you to the lair. Maybe old Crazy Pants will know what to do.
Not knowing where else to go, Ace guides the mindless reporter through the streets, block after block, holding her hand and keeping her from falling until they finally reach the rundown church he and his ally call home.
You here?
Who's this woman you've brought with you? I thought I made it clear that this place was to remain secret. Find somewhere else for your tryst, boy.
Come on, it ain't like that. This is Audrey, the reporter dame I've been working for. We trailed some gangsters to a meeting and they used a doodad to make a brain go buggy.
This doodad, what did it look like?
Like a little ivory monkey with crystals for eyes, giving me the shivers.
Lad, you were right to bring her here. She's been bewitched. This monkey you describe sounds like a talisman of power. I was warned the Brotherhood might use such magic.
Magic again? Should have guessed it. Nothing's ever simple with you.
I'm no real expert on the arcane, but the people who sent me here taught me a few basics. I can tell you, for instance, that this poor woman is under a powerful guise.
Geez, like the bird?
No, old chum. It's a powerful binding spell. What exactly did the man who cursed her say?
She was saying how nothing he'd do could stop her from telling what she knew. So he told her that she knew nothing.
Bad. By this time tomorrow, she won't even know how to breathe.
We gotta do something. This is a real nice lady.
The only way to save her is to destroy the talisman. Do you have an idea where the man who did this is going to be?
Yeah, they was talking about going after some G-men with that doodad.
Then we haven't a moment to waste.
Meanwhile, at the FBI Task Force's secret base on Michigan and 18th Street.
Once our witnesses come in, we'll have a real case against the Balthazar gang.
You're right about that, Garrett. Pretty soon, we'll be able to kiss the place goodbye and take a long vacation. Who's at the door?
Special delivery!
I didn't order anything. Did you, Grant?
Nope. I smell a rat.
Don't move, you lousy feds!
What's happening? I can't hold the trigger! I can't even move my lips!
Need some leadership!
Gavin! Grayson! You bastards killed them!
Like shooting fish in a barrel.
Nobody needs junior agents on their payroll. You boys, on the other hand, will make a great addition to the team. You've got clout. The old cross-dresser even listens to what you've got to say.
You are out of your bloody mind.
No, I'm not mad. Just look around you. There's powers in this world you can't fathom. Look at this monkey I'm holding. The right word will make you my slaves forever. I just gotta think of exactly the right words. No room for loopholes or workarounds.
How about I surrender?
You, the nut with the sword, I've heard of you. I can make you drop dead, but I've got a better idea. You can't move fast, you can only move slow. Boys, fetch me that rapier from the mantle. I'm gonna make like Errol Flynn. How are you still so damnably fast?
For me, this is slow.
Ah, Mom! You've drawn blood!
Get used to it!
I'd rather not. You've got terrible accuracy. Now that you cannot strike me at all, I'll deal the finishing blow! What? How can you block me? Your speed has returned!
I've discovered the secret to your magic. You can only bewitch a person with a single guise at a time.
It's a secret you'll take to the grave, Dart! You cannot move! Now I'll finish you for good. Not so fast, chump. Ah, my hand! You've broken it! How do you like the taste of baseball bat? The talisman! The talisman, where is it? Looking for this? Don't none of you gangsters move. Ouch! You cut my arm! Say, you ain't supposed to be moving! I'm a cop, not a gangster. Now I've got the monkey back, the first thing I say is that you can't breathe, kid! Next, it will be your turn again, Dart. I say, you can't. I hope you like seconds. Just cause I can't breathe, don't mean I can't swing, you mook. The talisman, where is it?
I have it. You won't move an inch.
What are you doing with that sword?
Dispensing justice.
You can't. Don't you know who I am? I'm the deputy superintendent of the goddamn police!
Then you have betrayed that office.
Holy moly!
Now it's your turn.
Wait, I got dirt on everyone. That's what you want, ain't it? I talk, just don't.
The rest of you gangsters can't stop yourselves from jumping out of the window.
The talisman! Destroy it before I pass out.
Right you are, chum. Let's put an end to this foul magic.
I can breathe again. Say, why couldn't I breathe? I'm all fuzzy on what's happened.
A side effect of the spell breaking. Anyone who was bewitched will remember not.
Wait, we're in a room full of bodies. And the G-Man?
I don't know who you are, freak, but you will pay for what you've done. Drop the sword, or I will drop you.
Never.
I hope you'd say that.
Come on, we gotta get out of here. These are the good guys.
Lead the way, my stalwart companion.
Damn, they escaped.
Look at this. It's the deputy superintendent of the Chicago PD. At least it's his head. I think this is his body over there.
Shortly, at the Church of the Flaming Sword, Audrey's faculties begin to return.
What the... How did I get here?
Sorry I brung you here.
And just what sick thing did you have in mind bringing me here?
I ain't like that. I'm a gentleman. I brung you here because you was acting loopy and figured you didn't want O'Hara to see you like that.
You should have taken me to my apartment, not this dump.
I don't know where you live, lady.
Then to your place.
This dump is my place. Sorry it ain't the Ritz.
I should be the one apologizing. You took good care of me, and I've only complained. Sorry I called your place a dump.
Hey, called it like you saw it. I ain't got no place else to go but the orphanage, and no way I'm setting foot in that joint.
You have now. I've got a spare room, and there's no way I'm letting my photographer squat in an abandoned church. Just imagine how bad I'd look if you got caught sleeping here.
Right, well, I got some stuff in the other room. Let me grab it.
Psst. You're gonna be alright living here on your own?
Don't worry about me. The sooner you get established, the better my chances. Just be sure to find an excuse to come by every night. We have much work ahead of us. Bring food.
Yet even as the heroes make plans for the future, dark forces continue to plot.
Incompetent fools, all of them. Losing my precious talisman to the enemy is absolutely unforgivable. At this rate, I'll be cold and empty forever. You have no idea what it's like to be so hollow.
Don't you worry, bro. Now I'm back in town. We're gonna turn this boat. This monkey you gave me is going to make an army of fanatics willing to die for us. Why bother with crime when this whole city can be ours for the taking?
Will the Dart and Ace be able to stand against the coming flood of enemies? Or will they drown in their own blood? Find out next time.
If you enjoyed listening to this production, please show appreciation by pledging to our Patreon account. You can find a link on our Facebook page.